Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion I chose to create.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm the one and only, and the world is happy about that. And also the website for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Anita Rosen is our guest, our good friend, a longtime 12-plus year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a new book, Project Management, Getting Mobile Apps Connected to Big Data Out on Time and on Budget. And that's what we're talking about. Anita, in the previous segment, you talked to us about making sure that we had our concept down, that we'd written it down, that we had it was looking at it back at us from a sheet of paper, and that we had spent enough time to think about the concept. And then you said we needed to vet the idea, and we just got started on that when we went to the break. When you say vet, I think about sharing it with other people, running it by people who will give me their honest answer, but still care about me. But also, it could be due diligence, right?
Well, I'm like, not yet. You wrote down your concept. Now you need to do a little research before you run it through.
Would that be what I'd call due diligence?
Could be. When you have an idea, I use as, you know, it's the same project management regardless of what you do. Mm-hmm. So in my instance for my book, I'm talking about building a mobile app. Mm-hmm. So let's say you want to have a mobile app, your store or whatever, and you want to have a mobile app so people can come to your store.
Mm-hmm.
Before you hire this person to build the mobile app for you,
mm-hmm.
you need to stop and say, why do you want the mobile app?
Mm-hmm.
Who is your customer? Are they in front of a cell phone,
mm-hmm.
a smartphone, or are they sitting in front of a computer? If your customer is a payroll department, you know, you're selling something to payroll,
mm-hmm.
good chance they're not sitting in front of a mobile app. They're sitting
mm-hmm.
in front of their computer
mm-hmm.
at their company. And any service you're going to buy them, why would they need it on a mobile device if they're sitting in front of their computer?
See, we did this. We went through this very process, and I think you even probably can help me a little bit. I'm pretty sure you and I talked about this. In fact, I know we did. We were deciding to come up with a mobile presentation of our website, and we did all the things you're talking about here, and determined that for us, a mobile app wasn't the right thing, but a mobile site was.
Exactly.
And we determined that by doing what you just said, all the things you just said.
Who's sitting in front of it, and what are they doing?
And what are we going to put on it?
And what are you going to put on it? And what are they going to do? So I'm back to the payroll or the accounting app.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there and say, well, my customer is sitting in front of a computer. I don't need it. Well, then you start saying, and who's using it and how are they using it? Well, it might be they might not need it, but it could be, let's say you're a retailer. It could be that there's another person that's using it. You could be having, let's say you have a coffee shop
mm-hmm.
and you're the payroll person. They don't need to have a mobile. They're going to be sitting in front of a computer. That's their job. They're doing the accounting.
Right.
But what about all the people that are working in the shop? How do they find out what their hours are? Do they have to physically come into the shop and look at a piece of paper to
right.
see their hours? Well, wouldn't it be nice if they could all have it on their mobile phone and they could see what their hours are on the mobile phone? So it might not be the payroll person. It might be someone else in the organization. It's much easier for them to tell you their available hours.
So part of the
see what their hours are and get a bell that rings and tells them, oh, you need to head to work
mm-hmm.
on a mobile app.
So part of the vetting is making sure that you understand your capability, whatever it is, how it's going to touch all the stakeholders.
Exactly.
Not just the ones in front of your nose.
Exactly. So identify who the stakeholders, because now that you have it mobile, your stakeholders might change. Because you always looked, if you're, you know, at, it's just the people over in my accounting department. Well, now it might be a different group of people. So for a retailer, it might be a different group of people, and these people aren't sitting in front of a computer, but they do have a smartphone in their pocket, mm-hmm. and it might make their life much easier instead of them having to come in every week to find out what their hours are. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to send it to them?
That's right.
You've made yourself more convenient. And you, as a retailer, you might not be buying or building this app, but you might be buying it.
And
now you might be sitting there and saying, well, I'm not going to build this. Mm-hmm. But when you make your choices of what you're going to buy or what you're going to ask your vendor for what features you want to use, you might look and change what you're going to do based on, this is early on. We're not talking about how you're going to do it. We are talking about what you want.
Are your customer expectations involved at the vetting process? Are you thinking about that right now too? What their expectations are?
Well, it depends upon what app it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a vetting process. What are you doing? Like, I use this accounting application. Who are your customers for your accounting application? Mm-hmm. It's just not the people in your accounting department.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be the other employees going to mm-hmm. be receiving this information.
It could even be their customers.
It could be your customers, not for a payroll application.
No, but for payroll. But my point is, if you've got inventory, you may want to have an app for customers to check your inventory.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Hold on, I need a website, Anita.
AnitaRosen.com.
All right, so check it out. They can find out, can they get the more information about the book? It's just now out,
yes.
Right?
It's this week.
Yeah, I haven't got my autographed copy yet, by the way.
Well, you know what? I did it on Amazon, and I'm not doing hardcover.
It
all.
So there you go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.